ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kids, if we've given you any advice on this program over the last 14, 15 years, it's two things. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. We still stand by that.
Okay.
Number two, be very careful what you text or post on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Because it will always come back to bite you. Dana, I know that I am barred from saying this is not political. It's not. This is just another example of being wise. Mm-hmm. There is a young man by the name of Paul Ingracia who has been nominated for a pretty sizable federal government position.
I think he's 30 years old, right?
Yeah, young man, relatively young man.
A grown adult.
He is not going to get the job that he's been nominated for because of things that he has texted in the past, including that Martin Luther King Jr. should be tossed into the seventh circle of hell.
Oh, God.
And that he has a, quote, he being Paul Ingracia, has a, quote, Nazi streak in him.
Got it.
You see,
oh,
kids.
My God.
When you post these things or you send them in a text, mm-hmm. other people might, I don't know, save them, screen grab them, remember them. Mm-hmm. And then years later, when you're trying to get a big-time job promotion,
they will think, wasn't that that guy that sent me an incredibly racist text once?
He's the guy
with
who thought
LOL after it.
MLK belongs in the seventh ring of hell. I didn't even know there were seven rings in hell. Mm.
Is it more concerning that the texts were screenshotted or that he would write that to begin with?
That he would write that to begin with.
Undoubtedly. You know, this is why you will never... I thought about this when I was walking the dog this morning. On a very crisp October morning.
Mm-hmm, very.
Or as Dan would say, on a crisp October morning.
Yes, I would.
And I had seen the story earlier on CNN or one of the cable channels. And I thought to myself, this is why I will never run for public office nor serve in the public field. And it's not that I've ever written something that outrageous
right. On
Twitter or in a text, but there are things that I have written, especially on Twitter when I was on it years and years ago.
In anger because it made you ragey.
That I'm not proud of. And, you know, I hate the argument, well, that's not who I really am. But that was not who I really was. People said things on Twitter that were very offensive to me, and some of it was aimed at my children, and I reacted in anger.
We've all done it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I know.
There's a lot of folks that have, when they are young, said something that would be considered dumb or stupid. The person that you're referencing, the 30-year-old grown adult, was saying these things in recent years as a grown adult.
Yeah.
When's the cutoff, Dan?
Something that
would you say anything after 18 lives with you the rest of your life?
No.
If it's
Well,
can you be just incredibly racist at age 18, 19, 20, and then 10 years later, you don't have a racist bone in your body? Are there those cases out there? I think it would be rare.
I think that there are, and any of the teens would tell you this, the N-word today gets thrown around way too liberally.
Makes me sick.
I mean, even one time would be too liberally for me. But Kramer, how old are you, if I can ask?
I'm 28.
You're 28, so you're 10 years removed from high school.
Yep.
Was it uncommon to hear even white kids say the N-word in school when you were younger?
I mean, you could hear them when they were singing the songs, so I mean...
They would sing the lyrics to certain rap songs, and they would include that word.
Yep.
Okay. What about calling each other that name?
As white kids, no.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Speaking of racist, I told you I watched the first 4 minutes of The Perfect Neighbor. We finished it last night after the baseball game.
Okay.
It is so hard to watch. I was actually texting with Busby about this today because he watched it too.
And this is a true story.
It is a true story.
Okay.
It is out of Florida.
Of course it is.
It is so hard to watch. It is a crazy woman who lives in this neighborhood, middle class, hardworking neighborhood. Okay?
All right.
Well-kept middle-class neighborhood. And there are a lot of kids on the street, 6 years old, 8 years old, 10, 12. And they play. They ride their bikes. It looks sort of like a long, dead-end street with ranch homes on it. And one of the homes happens to be a duplex. And on the other side of the duplex, there is a vacant lot which belongs to no one involved in the story. Some man owns it and has given the children license to play there, okay? So the kids go to this vacant lot and they play football. And this psychotic woman starts calling 911. Scott, she
now
calls...
Is she new to the neighborhood?
Nope. 3 years. She calls 911 so many times that at one point, one of the officers, as he's walking away, says to his female officer partner... She's psychotic because they come out, Dan, you know this, when you call 911, they have to come out. Well, they're just being too loud. I don't want them in that lot playing. They're too close to my house. They're yelling and carrying on.
By carrying on, they're having fun and not doing drugs.
The officer, all of this is on body cam every time she calls 911. They said, ma'am, quite frankly, we would rather the children be playing. They're exercising. They're not out causing problems. They're playing. You moved into a neighborhood where there are children. What would you have us do? Well, they called me a name. And so the parents on this block, Scott, told all of their kids, don't ever engage with her because she's crazy. If something happens, come get one of us. The children all know this. They've told, police have told them, try to stay away from her house. You know, we know you haven't been on her property, but don't even go near it. It's just not worth it. And one of the officers says, it would make my job a lot easier. It'll make you kids a lot happier and safer because she's crazy. So this goes on. And then the woman.
Do the kids ever retaliate?
Nope. The woman, the kids are just the sweetest. And that's what's so heartbreaking about this story. The woman at one point comes outside with an umbrella, drops the N-word, and then throws a roller skate at the kids.
Is one of the kids black?
Yep. And these roller skates are not the tiny ones like when we were growing up, you guys, that you put your shoes in the little piece of metal. These are like rollerblade, big, heavy roller skates.
Anything she could grab.
Anything she could grab. Get away from my house. She throws it at the kids. So the kids go and get mom. Mom comes over and knocks on the door. And this is where, when you're a psychotic, murderous, horrible human being, timestamps will tell the story, no matter how often you want to lie about your version of what happened, right?
Right.
And they go through the 911 call, and they go through what happens after, and it will shatter your heart. It will break your heart. All over, not even get off my lawn.
Get off their lawn.
The guy's lawn who owns the vacant lot, who's told the children they could play there. And you wonder, Scott, because you feel so bad for the adults, just kind of shake their head. They're like, man, we don't want any trouble. She works out of her house, so she's always there. You know, and you can tell the officers are just exasperated. Like, you got to quit calling 911.
But back to the conversation we had.
What happened to the mom?
Well, we're not going to ruin the documentary.
The most horrifying way, and you will remember the case. It's out of Ocala, Florida. Mm-hmm. It made international headlines.
I mean, we've all had that one neighbor at one point in our lives who was just... I'll tell a very quick story. I'll do it in 20 seconds or less. When I lived someplace I'm not allowed to talk about, and I was in high school, too young, you couldn't drive until you were 18 over there. So everybody rode the bus.
Yeah.
Our bus stop, we lived in row houses, and then right on the other side of the street was just German civilians, okay? But we were all in the all military kids. Our bus stop was in a gigantic, by gigantic, I mean probably 4 feet tall, electrical box at the end of one of the row houses. We had a German neighbor. We assumed she was communist sympathizer. We nicknamed her Red. And she would smear dog feces all over the electrical box.
Oh, my gosh.
Where we waited for our bus every morning.
Sounds like she'd be fun at parties.
She was a blast. And I'm not kidding you. And so the parent who owned the family who owned the last row house on that block would come out, you know, not every day, but frequently, and spray off the electrical box because it was literally covered in dog poop.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, we'd go out to the bus stop. That was where we were told to wait for our bus, was at the electrical box. And it would be covered in dog poop again.
For those of you asking, it's called The Perfect Neighbor. It's on Netflix. I hate to say Run, Do Not Walk with something so horrifying. Because it's important to watch it.
It doesn't sound horrifying, except the ending is awful.
It'll just break your heart. But I think everyone should watch it. And at one point, the officer says to her, Mark Furman, is it possible you were screaming the N-word at them? She goes, no, I would never. I would never.
And this is all on body camera.
All in
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The interrogation room.
Oh, okay.
Not even once, maybe. We sure about that? And there's a pause, and she goes, it could have slipped out. And the officer goes, it could have slipped out.
That word doesn't slip
out. The N-word just slipped out, and she goes, it might have. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're crazy.
That word is either—
You are crazy.
That word is either in your lexicon or it is not. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Here's some cool breaking news, and I just saw this in the Kansas City Business Journal. And lo and behold, Travis Kelce from his verified Facebook account just posted the following. To all my fellow theme park and amusement park lovers, I have some exciting news. I could not pass up the opportunity to continue the tradition and make Cedar Point and Six Flags even more special for the next generation of families. Excited to partner with JNA Partners as an investor in Six Flags. Right. It is crazy to imagine this is real, he writes, but you got to love it when life comes full circle. Now, here's what's interesting.
So he's investing in Six Flags?
It, to me, looks like, and I need to go back and read the KCBJ article, does Six Flags own Worlds of Fun?
I think they do now. Let me look it up.
Yes. Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce is joining forces with a group of investors to shake things up at Six Flags, the company that owns Kansas City's Worlds of Fun amusement park. They aim to spark more life into the company's brand and operations. I love this, and here's why. Travis, with all of the work he's done all over town, is all about giving, especially teenagers, safe things to do.
Yeah.
Fun, safe, good times, right?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Worlds of Fun has an enormous perception problem. They just do. It is what it is.
Without question.
If he can join in with investors and try to figure out a way to make it fun again, where families will go, where you would feel safe dropping your 16-year-old off, which I would not do right now. I wouldn't.
Where the perception is that on a Saturday night,
you can go.
They will be safe and I can go home until midnight.
You go all the time.
Yep.
People would go all the time. And I think he is smart enough to understand that. I think whoever's in charge of Worlds of Fun doesn't know what to do. Like, how do we stop throngs of bored teens from jumping the fence with backpacks and causing absolute chaos, which we saw a couple weeks. Somebody set off fireworks, which should be a felony because people got trampled on their way out.
Because they thought it wasn't fireworks and it was gunshots.
Of course they did.
And understandably
so. People were screaming, active shooter. I mean, it was awful. So I'm so glad, because if anyone can figure out how to introduce actual and the perception of safety, both, not smoke and mirrors, make it safe.
Why is it that Worlds of Fun has the perception of being potentially, at least, a little dangerous?
Because every year at night.
Hang on, wait. And Oceans of Fun does not.
Because it's hard to hide contraband in a swim trunk.
Fair.
And I think that's the difference. I really do. I would feel safer taking my kids to Oceans of Fun.
So would I.
Than I would Worlds of Fun.
But what I've never understood, and I can't remember, I'm sure they have security at Worlds of Fun. I'd be shocked if they didn't. But it's not a horribly present presence, for lack of two words there. You would think with the amount of money that place has to make.
Yeah.
You know, on tickets to Worlds of Fun are not cheap.
The problem is, Scott, the footprint of that place is enormous.
You're right.
But you know what? You don't hear about this at Disney, and Disney's 10 times the size, if not 20.
So why? I'll tell you why. Because I think
it's too expensive, number one.
Well, Disney's very expensive, much more expensive than Worlds of Fun. But Disney is a family experience, where I think Worlds of Fun is a drop-your-kid-off experience.
Yeah.
Parents,
Disney's a destination.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Worlds of Fun with my kids when they were young. And by young, I mean Maya was like 9 or 10 years old, and Sarah was maybe 13. I don't ever recall, and I'm not saying that every parent is doing this, not at all, but I don't ever recall using Worlds of Fun as a babysitter on a Saturday night, where you pull up, you give them, you know, whatever, $40, whatever tickets cost nowadays, and say, I'll be back at 11:30. Meet me right here. And I think for a lot of parents, not all, but for a lot of parents, Worlds of Fun is where you drop your kid off when you and your husband want to go out and see a movie and have a nice dinner.
How much is it to get in these days?
I have no idea.
$30, $40?
Oh, it's got to be more than that.
Then you would think that would be cost prohibitive for a bunch of teenagers to go on a Saturday night. Like,
not
right?
If mom's paying for it.
About $39 to $70.
Yeah, $39 to $70.
Now, what does 70 get you? The easy pass?
I don't know.
I mean, like, I guess a gold pass? They do those now?
I don't know.
Huh.
Do I look like somebody who rides the Orient Express?
You look like a thrill seeker.
Okay.
Big, big
Back in the day, Kramer.
Yeah, it's his jam.
And I know the Orient Express doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, what is that?
It was an awesome roller coaster when I was a kid. It was awesome. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dan and Parks. So yesterday at the tail end of the show, and by that I mean...
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Literally the last segment of the show, we got into a brief topic about this new, it's called gas station heroin. And it goes by the real name of 7-0-7-0-H, okay? 7-0. And there's a really well-written piece, opinion piece in the Kansas City Star by a guy by the name of David Hudnall. And by the way, if David happens to be listening, I would love to hear from him. And the phone number is 913-586-7798. I'll just read a portion of this for you. I drove to Gladstone Thursday afternoon. I was trying to gauge the rule of law up there. I'd had a couple of conversations the day before that made me want to pay a visit to that Northland municipality, population roughly 28,000. The first was with Maggie Nirenberg, a Democratic state senator who represents part of Gladstone. She was one of a half dozen Missouri lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans, that I contacted this week to ask about what bills we might see in the upcoming session relating to 7-0.
Most of them said what?
Last month, I published a series of stories on 7-0, a new, highly addictive, synthetic drug that is sold at smoke shops and gas stations. It is sometimes referred to as gas station heroin. 7-0 is several times more potent than morphine. It is sold in candy-colored packaging and completely unregulated in Missouri and in Kansas.
The law hasn't caught up, and one of the things it markets itself, Scott, if you look up the packaging, it markets itself as a feel-good mood booster. It's going to boost your mood. And just look at some of the packaging. Just Google image some of the 7-0-H or Kratom packaging. It is right at the front counter at mom and pop grocery store or convenience stores. Do not think the large Quick Trip. They're not selling it there. This is gas station heroin. It's called that for a reason. Mm-hmm. This is going to be like K2 was before anyone realized it would fry your brain, where people were buying that synthetic marijuana crap that was horrible for your neurological system, mm-hmm. 15 years ago, then lawmakers were like, oh my God, they're selling this at the corner store. The law hasn't caught up with this yet either.
So let me read just a little bit more and then we'll get to the phones. 913-586-7798. And Lee, we really want to hear from you. State Senator Maggie Nirenberg, the author writes, it turns out, had read my 7-0 series and brought it up while meeting in early October with Fred Ferris, the chief of police in Gladstone. Ferris, the chief of police, had not heard of 7-0. Quoting here from Senator Nirenberg, so the two of us got up and took a ride in his patrol car to the closest smoke shop, a place on North Oak. And I went in and I asked them if they sold it, and of course they did. The stuff is everywhere, said Senator Nirenberg, and few elected officials or law enforcement agencies around here have prioritized doing anything about it. So Chief Ferris decided to act. He thought it might have a law in the books to force 7-0 off the shelves in Gladstone. About a year ago, his department pushed through an ordinance targeting synthetic cannabinoids, the ones that come in packaging, like you were talking about, Dana, K2 and that stuff. But he thought the language of the ordinance might apply to something like 7-0, which is not hemp-derived.
There's a billboard right now on your way downtown that touts the benefits of this substance, Scott. They've got to get their arms around this.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Let's go to Lee on line one. Lee, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
So I've been, I was a Kratom user for a very long time, and I cut off that, and Kratom is part of 7-OH. Then I was off that for a couple months, and I tried the 7-OH and just absolutely fell in love with it.
Why?
I knew it was addictive and thought I could only take it a couple times a week and be okay with it, but started taking it every day. And now I'm having a very difficult time getting off it because of the brain fog and the fidgets. And
go back, Lee. When you said you fell in love with it, why? What did it make you feel in the beginning?
Well, I have a very highly addictive personality. I was an alcoholic, and I stopped drinking about 10 years ago. And it gives you the feeling of kind of like a euphoric feeling. And it's such a mild euphoric feeling is that hope my boss isn't listening, but I used to do it during work hours. Because I could work and have that euphoric feeling and still work normally.
How hard is it to quit?
Very hard, because when you're off it, the next day you get this brain fog and fidgets. The fidgets are so bad you can't sit still, and you have to get up and walk around. And then when you sit down and try and focus, you just can't focus.
And how long do those fidgets last?
Oh, all morning long until you take one.
Would it last the next day into the next day?
No, it lasts a couple hours, depending on the dosage. Like the 20 milligram lasts you about 2-3 hours, but the 40 milligram will make you feel really good. And then it's on you for about 4 hours.
And is there an age limit, Lee, or can you just walk into any of the gas stations selling it and grab it?
There is an age limit. I think it's 21.
Okay.
So just so we're clear, it's called 7-OH, not 7-0?
7-OH.
7-OH.
Okay. Thank you for that. By the way, the FDA this summer sent a ton of warning letters to companies, basically stop marketing this the way you're marketing it. Some people are marketing it as euphoric. It'll give you energy. It'll stop your pain. If you're addicted to heroin, it will help you come off heroin. Well, that may be true, but then you're addicted to the synthetic aspect. Again, they call it gas station heroin.
For a reason.
For a reason.
Yeah. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Emily in Liberty. Emily, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
So I work in youth substance use prevention. I actually work in the Northland area. And part of my job is educating adults on the harms of youth substance use, the importance of their mental health, things that they can do, all of that. But another big part of it is advocacy and policy work. I've been doing this for almost 7 years now. And We have actually worked with Maggie in the past on some legislation that would target the synthetic cannabinoids. There were some really good House and Senate bills on the Missouri side last year. Ultimately, they didn't make it all the way, which was really unfortunate. We've advocated and lobbied to have the loophole in the Missouri the farm bill closed. So there is a lot of work up in the Northland being done good to prevent this stuff and legislation to be passed. We're working with Kansas City City Council. So it's not extremely overt, but there is so much work being done in this area to keep our kids safe, to keep our community safe, and just get this stuff out of here.
Emily, thank you for the call. But it starts with education, as she said, and it starts with I texted all four of my kids and I go, look, if you're in Lawrence, if you're in Manhattan and you see this right up at the counter and it says, oh, my God, it's an energy boost. This is not 24-hour energy. Stay away from it. I don't want you buying it. I don't want you anywhere near it. Christopher McCurdy, a professor of medicinal chemistry at the University of Florida's pharmacy school, says the way this is being marketed reminds him of the overprescribing of opioids that began in the 90s, which led to the national opioid crisis. The narrative is so incorrect, he says, that is being spread about these products. It harkens back to the days when OxyContin was first being marketed. It's deja vu and unfortunately a crisis in the making. He says the hallmark sign that 7-OH is an opioid is that the respiratory depressive effects and the abuse in potential in animals can be reversed with Narcan. So you tell me, is it heroin? Or is it not heroin? Well, or does it work in the identical way?
Yes, the answer is yes.
When it can be reversed with Narcan, we should not be selling anything in a gas station that can be reversed with Narcan.
Why is it that the law has to catch up? If this is...
Because they're making money. The proprietors of these mom and pop store, it's a multi-billion... Let me look at 7-OH.
But Dana, if this is altering your state of mind, okay?
Yeah.
If it gives you this euphoric feeling, that's a drug.
Yes.
You can't just manufacture a drug. It's my understanding. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm dumb. I know I'm dumb, but maybe I'm wrong. You cannot manufacture a drug and just put it on a shelf in a gas station.
You would be wrong. That's how K2 happened.
That's my point. How is it that there? Why do these drugs, which is what these are, have to wait until laws catch up with them? Why can there not just be a blanket law? I can't believe Scott Parks is saying that, but he is. I'm not a fan of laws, but why can there not be a blanket law that says anything that alters your state of mind? Okay, coffee, obviously, we've settled that. Caffeine is a drug. It does alter, to some extent, your state of mind. So does nicotine. But we've already addressed these. Why can't we have a blanket law that says if you're introducing a new substance that alters the recipient's state of mind, you have to come to the state first. We have to approve the dispensing of this new drug. Because that's what 7-OH is. It is a new drug.
That is 13 times more potent than morphine. You should not be able to get a large soda and a Powerball ticket with something that is 14 times more. Who thought this was a good idea? Right. And again, I go back. The people that are selling it are making bajillions of dollars, Scott.
I am aware that caffeine is a drug, but it's also a drug that as a society we have already dealt with. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Talk about the story in the Kansas City Star, written by David Hudnall, who went up to the Northland and found out how easy it was. He went up with one of the state senators up there, Maggie, find her name here in a second, Maggie Nirenberg. How easy it is to get this new synthetic drug called 7-OH, which apparently you can find in a lot of mom-and-pop gas stations. It is referred to as gas station heroin. And we just talked to one listener who is a recovering alcoholic, but somehow, some way got onto 7-OH and is struggling to quit. It's that addictive. Let's go to Doesn't Want to Give a Name on line one. Hello, Doesn't.
Hey, Hi. Thanks for covering this topic. My child, who's 16, tried 7-OH started in April because he was told it was an herbal supplement. It's all natural. It's an herbal supplement. Uh-huh. And then the first of June, he realized it was an opioid and tried to get himself off, which was, bless his heart. He recognized it, but we had to go to the ER and do everything, but he has been on Suboxone, which is a medication opioid. We've been trying to taper him off since June, and it is the middle of October. It connects to the neurotransmitters, and it stays connected so strong that getting off of it is incredibly difficult.
Thank God he came to you, because I know a lot of teenagers, when they're in over their head, would be afraid to.
He just couldn't not, bless his heart, though. I mean, we just didn't punish him. We just told him we were so proud of him for realizing it and trying to do the right thing. But he was in over his head, and he's still in over his head. And he's being treated at Children's Mercy, of course. And the first visit to Children's Mercy as you're on I-35 exiting the Broadway is a huge billboard that is offering this shit for free.
Whoa.
I get it.
Got to stop you there.
I'll tell you what, that's the one drop of an S-bomb that she has every right.
I understand.
He is 16. And what terrifies me about this, Scott.
We don't have the right to air it, though.
Is that if you have a 16-year-old, and I'm sure there are more than her kiddo listening, that tries this and says, my God, I feel so calm when I take this. It's like those smelling balms that the girls buy. You smell it and it calms you down. It's mint, it's lavender. And once one of the teens had that, all of the teens wanted that. Mm-hmm. My girls got them for Christmas. Everybody's going around smelling the lavender, calms you down. Once one 16-year-old goes, oh my gosh, this really calms me down. It gives me energy. I'm euphoric. All of his buddies are going to go, well, hell, I want me some of that. Yeah. No. And on it goes.
I totally get her frustration, but I know as a professional.
I know we had to do it, my heart is with you, and I will fight with you, mama.
Thanks for the call. Good luck to your son, and don't use that word on the radio ever again, okay? News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks. See you on the other side.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.